Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Niarchos. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Busby moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niearhas fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. Busby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Niarhas moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niarhas scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carrasquel trying to get to home. Mitchell throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Carrasquel, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pierce moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for early win. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 2 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pierce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter strikes out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Leaner moves to third. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leaner scores. Mitchell scores. There goes Doby trying to get to third. Stewart throws the ball into Minoso, who tags Doby for the out. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 3 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Barney McCuskey pinch runs for Bobby Avila. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the mound. Pierce catches it and throws to first to double up McCuskey. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.